Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today we're headed to the northwest of Vietnam, into the mountains. If sales is all about forming relationships, then the women of the Black Mom tribe in northwestern Vietnam should write the marketing book. This discovery was made on a recent trip to visit Vietnam's small ethnic minority tribes, many of them located in the mountains surrounding Sapa. These include the Black Hmong, Flower Hmong, and the Red Zhao people. I was traveling on a girls' trip with two friends. The three of us had long been interested in ethnic cultures, and we were excited to learn about some Asian tribes. Thanks to its cool weather in the long, hot summer months, Sapa was a hill station retreat for the French when they colonized Vietnam. It fell into disrepair until recently. As Vietnam has attracted more travelers, and as more Vietnamese have been able to vacation, the area has grown into quite the resort, sporting over 100 hotels. This has been a financial blessing to the local tribes whose villages are near Sapa. Our plan was to trek through the valley with a guide and explore some local villages. As we walked out of Sapa, we were surprised to be joined by six women of the Black Hmong tribe dressed in their colorful headdresses. They are named for their dark indigo dye used in their clothes. Two of them paired up with one of us. "Hi, what's your name? Where are you from? How many children do you have?" At first, I was resistant to their questions, but they were so friendly and kind that I opened up and began to question them also. They had items to sell, but there was no mention of that. We meandered down in the valley, chatting and visiting. The path became very steep, muddy, and slick as we turned off the main road. The women gently took our arms and steadied us as we descended to the river level. Our group even paused at one of the women's houses for her to briefly nurse her baby. At Lao Chai, we stopped at a restaurant where our guide was to cook us lunch. It was there, 2 hours after the start of the trek, that we finally looked at the women's goods. They had invested much of their time getting to know us and we them, hoping we would buy something. Obviously, we did. It helped that they had some nice selections of the embroidered purses, pillow covers, and wall hangings we had seen in Sapa stores. But we would have bought something anyway, simply because we were now on a first-name basis and had shared so much personal information. After hugs, Yen, Ku, Zoa, Lily, Mai, and Za left, and we had lunch seated in an open-air restaurant overlooking the river and dormant rice fields. After lunch, we discovered that this marketing system was not limited to one walk. As we continued on, 12 new Hmong women joined us. "Hi, what's your name? Where are you from? How many children do you have?" I don't know if the word got out that we were generous buyers, but more women continued to join us. When we finally stopped at our destination, 22 women were walking with us. We couldn't buy from all of them, and actually bought very little from the second group. But they candidly said that was okay. There would be other visitors. From our walks with the women, we learned that the men are too shy to sell. Because the women are now selling, the men have assumed extra chores, including minding the children. The villages have even brought in English teachers to help them with the vocabulary they need. There is a system among those selling in the villages. Only one sale per person is allowed until all in the group have made a sale. They share goods among themselves to be sure everyone gets a sale. During the next couple of days, we would see some of our new friends in the marketplace or on the streets of Sapa. They always smiled and said hello, but did not ask us again to buy. Now, not all of the Hmong women were so disciplined, as we were often approached on the Sapa streets to buy. It is certainly a risk that this newfound industry could seem like begging, but we were impressed with the self-imposed rules that the village women used to protect both us and them. The business schools in our universities could learn some lessons from the Hmong women. After all of the business, marketing, and financial plans, The decision to buy is an individual one, and being on a first-name basis can tip the scale and close the sale.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.